Step of faith. Step of faith. Just like Indiana Jones in our clip today, what a step of faith Mary took in this morning's scripture, becoming the ultimate superwoman, of which I have named her. Before we look at some qualities of Mary, I just want to set the stage, so to speak, for our scripture today. When Gabriel came to visit Mary, the Roman Empire was in power and the Hebrews were an oppressed people. Not only were the Hebrews an oppressed people, but women were oppressed within the Jewish society and within the Roman Empire, but especially the Jewish society. We're not sure about Joseph's age, but traditionally Mary would have been 12 or 15 years old in that age group. And it would have been an arranged marriage of which maybe they've never met each other before. The fathers would make the arrangement and property would be exchanged for the bride. They were probably pretty poor, a hard life, struggling day to day. Now, when I say a hard life, I mean, yeah, many of us have trouble. There's more month at the end of our money, right? But when you struggled in these days, you had trouble feeding yourself and your kids, had basic things that were you had trouble getting that you need day in and day out. But we believe that they were pretty poor because of verses like chapter 2, verse 24. They used a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, for they sacrificed those when they were dedicating Jesus. And that meant that Jesus was born to the poor of Israel. Poor of Israel, because that was the cheapest thing you could get for the sacrifices. So as we begin our scripture this morning, I just want you to think about these things, about where Mary was, not only as a woman, but as a person 12 to 15 years of age, that she'd been raised in this culture that worshipped one God, the invisible God, the all-powerful creator of all that is. However, her understanding of her place was property, that she was owned by either her husband or her dad, and that is just the way it was in that society at that time. So we come to this place in our scripture today, and Gabriel appears to Mary. And if we look at verse 27 of chapter 1, it says, in 26 in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. So the very first thing that we know about Mary is that she was pure. She was a virgin. Now, if we go on to verse 29, it says this: "But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be." Now, remember who she was and where she was and how old she was. If we go ahead and look at chapter 2, verse 19. Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. And if we move on to verse 51 of chapter 2, "Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart." So not only was she all these things, but she was very thoughtful. It looks like from Scripture she is one of those people who thought things through before she stepped, right? She thought things through before she stepped. She was very thoughtful. Very thoughtful. Now, another characteristic, if we look at verse 34. "Mary said to the angel..." Now remember, she's 12 to 15. She's a woman. Doesn't usually question, especially what unknown men, let alone an angel of God, says to them, right? But in verse 34, in verse 34, she says to the angel, "How can this be?" In other words, "How can I be pregnant?"